We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Date Me, a podcast where I explore why I'm still single, even though I'll do butt stuff. My guest today is very funny. She's very talented. You know her from MTV's Awkward, Molly Tarlov! Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
It means the world. We've been meaning to get together for a very long time.
I know.
Just texting back and forth, and it never came to fruition.
Yes. And here we are.
Like, unsure of words today. You just got married, right?
Yeah, two weeks ago? It'll be a year.
Okay. How long were you together before you got married?
2 years.
So you've been together, all together for three.
Yeah.
That's nice. And he is very handsome. Where did you meet
him? Thank you. I met him at brunch.
Really?
Yeah. We were at the same restaurant, and I knew a girl over at his table, and I went over and said hi, and I was like, in one of my phases, you know, where I'm like, you know, I feel like you've seen me in some of my phases.
A little brash.
Maybe. I don't know. But I was like, okay, that dude, like, he's going to find me later. And then I put a hex on him, I guess.
So you met at a restaurant.
Yeah.
You were like, hey, boy, hey. And then did you give him your number?
No.
He literally found you.
Well, I like hung out with them for a little while after my party finished their grits and left. And I was like, more drinks for everybody? And then I was like, I'm going to see Foxcatcher. And he was like, oh, I saw that movie. It was good. And then I was like, well, I'm leaving to go see it because I have a strong, independent woman of substance and I have things to do. Then I went and saw Foxcatcher and I was like, this dude was wrong. That movie was so slow. Did you see it?
No. This is with Steve Carell.
Yeah.
And there's wrestling.
Channing Tatum and
Mark
Ruffalo.
So maybe
Ruffalo.
I did see some of it, but I don't remember it.
I mean, depending on who directed it and if they're a big fan of Why Won't You Date Me, I loved it. But otherwise, and then when I got out, he had found me on Twitter.
So then did he DM you or were you like tweeting?
Then there was like a group text started because we were all like, we made such funny jokes at brunch. We have to like have a TV show or something. So there was like a group text and then I was like, all right, I'm done with this group text thing. So I like ghosted.
You ghosted him?
No, I ghosted the group text.
No, you ghosted the group text. Okay.
Yeah.
And then how did he ask you out? What was your first date like?
He was like, what are your, oh, I remember this exactly. He was like, what are your thoughts on Sugarfish? And I was like, positive. Because, you know.
I've never been to Sugarfish. That's just sushi,
but
right?
Do you like sushi?
I like cucumber avocado rolls and avocado rolls.
Okay, but like not at all. You don't like sushi?
Okay.
It's okay,
cold and slimy.
No, I know. But I will say, because like I didn't grow up eating sushi. Like, we both know, not the best, like, yellowtail on the Hudson River. but I started eating fish, like, when I moved to L.A., and sugarfish can have – it's pretty good, but you can't get a – well, you can get a cucumber avocado roll there.
I can?
Yeah, but, like, that's it.
Then
that's
I'll
your
go.
Only safe choice.
Do they have tempura?
No.
Oh.
I know.
So it's, like, real authentic sushi?
No, it's, like – I mean – it's like they bring it out. It's like you order. It's called Trust Me, Trust Me Light, or Trust Me Nozawa. And there's
what?
Like, or
Trust
you can order
me.
a la carte, which like my husband did at the time, which is like psychotic.
Why is that psychotic? I don't understand sushi culture.
This is not even regular sugar culture. It's like sugarfish culture.
So wait, a la carte, doesn't a la carte just mean, what does a la carte mean?
Just like I want... Instead of going like, I'll take a trust me, because they're like,
what's a trust us. So they'll just make you things and then you just eat
it? Well, it's the same thing. It's like two pieces of yellowtail, two pieces of salmon, two pieces of tuna, then like a crab hand roll and a toro hand roll. Edamame and sashimi to start. This is really, really taking a hard left.
Then what happened? Then did you guys immediately... Were you immediately like, this is the man I want to marry?
No.
And I love him.
No. Okay. So we actually both, after we met, he asked me out, but we were both doing some traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You and I think, were in Miami together.
Ah, yes.
It was Thanksgiving and then Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we were, like, texting a lot that whole week or whatever. He asked me for a picture of my dog for the background of his phone.
How long had you been dating at that point?
No, we hadn't even gone on a date.
Didn't you find that frightening?
I mean, no, of course not.
I would be like, well, why does he want a picture of my dog?
I mean, he was like,
But your dog is very cute.
Thank you. But your dogs are very cute, too.
Thank you.
One of them's kind of mean.
Uh-huh.
But, no, I mean, I don't know. It was something, like, there was something about him that I was like, oh, this dude, like, kind of gets it, which was surprising because, like, a lot of dudes don't, you know? And whatever. It was just, like... hard in the paint flirting, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And came back, went on this date. Then we went and got a drink. We went to Birds. And then we went and walked Franny, my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hugged me. And then he came back in for the second hug.
Mm-hmm.
And Franny started barking. And he left. And I was like, this dude's in love with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like... hey, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, and I feel like we come from the same place, and, like, I can't get into anything serious right now. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Me scoozy? Like, we didn't even
kiss. You didn't kiss? He just hugged you twice.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Like, I just didn't want to, I don't know. You're the one with my dog on the background of your phone. And he's like, we vibe too much. And I was like, okay, whatever. It was just like another situation where like the dude can't hang, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then like 2.5 months later, we met up again. And I was very like, I was giving him the.
Like a kind of standoffish, like what
are
you doing?
Yeah, it was like trepidatious. But you know what? This is actually, I was withholding of my shining personality,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, he's like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, no questions. Like, during the setting up the hang, I was like, I'm not answering any of your questions. Mm-hmm. I have to see what this deal is. So then
I think that's smart. It's interesting when a dude is into you, but then says, oh, wait, I have other things to take care of and I can't do this right now. And then they come back and they're like, actually, I do want to hang out with you, and it just, it's a mixed signal, so I think it's smart to withhold a little bit.
Yeah.
Just be like, you can't have all of me again.
Yeah.
I already gave you
totally.
A lot of me, and then you closed a door, and now you want to open it again?
Right. And I actually, like, I say this, and I would say this to you, I say this to, like, my smart and funny friends, like, you know the saying, like, why would they buy the cow when they can get the milk for free?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about sex, but, like, to my, like, friends that are amazing and smart and funny, I'm like, that is about your conversation. You know what I mean?
Because
I'm not saying, like, we have to, like, play games with everybody, but I'm kind of like, you like you, they have to like earn a little bit of like the, I mean, it's really fucking fun to like be texting with me for hours on end.
Mm-hmm.
So like, of course a guy would just do that instead of like ask you to dinner.
That I think is really good advice. Because I said it before on the podcast, but I feel like texting creates false intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think if you're just texting a guy, then it might get into his brain. He's like, I don't need to see her. I've been talking to her all day.
I know. It's very odd because like we're supposed to think that like guys care about sex all the time. Mm-hmm. But I see it now, like all of my friends, like these guys will literally just like carry on these like relationships over text with them for mm-hmm. like months.
For months and months and months.
It's insane.
It's very, I guess it's, maybe men do it because you could do it to multiple women.
Yeah. And like
I
keep,
know.
I mean, I think that like, you know, it's nice to have like text pop up and whatever. So that might be entertaining, mm-hmm. I guess. And especially if you're, if it's like a good, like you get a little smile out of it. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't, I mean, you don't go and do comedy for free, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yes.
When?
All the time.
Okay, fine.
Around, well, I mean, I get paid to do comedy, but like in LA, I'll do free shows.
Okay.
Because I'm but working on shit.
You know what I mean.
But I absolutely know what you mean.
So, anyway. So then we went on that. We met up again, and I was very trepidatious, but he made a joke that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I like softened up a little bit. And then he kept asking me out like constantly, and like 4 months after that day, like to the day he proposed to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were together for only 4 months before he proposed,
mm-hmm.
but then your engagement was
like over a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that. That's nice. 'Cause 4 months seems sudden.
I know.
But I don't know. A long engagement's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because you're like, it's coming. We're going to do it.
It was weird, though, because like there would be times where I'd be like, this would be the time you would propose. But like, I was like, oh, fuck.
It's like, but you already did it.
Yeah. I'm like, he was like, I don't even remember when he was my boyfriend. And not because we've been together for so long, mm-hmm. but because it was like, I mean, he was my boyfriend 3 weeks after that first. And then, so he was my boyfriend for 3 months and a week.
That's wild. I love it. Were you ever on dating apps or no?
Not the ones you think of these days. But like,
what, were you on Craigslist?
No, I was on JDate like
yes!
8 years ago. I met up with a guy one time.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a match. I didn't realize, but like, I don't think the apps now, they probably do, but they have ones that are like, they have like chats that are pre-programmed
mm-hmm.
that are like kind of funny, like quippy.
Oh, yeah. I don't think apps do that anymore.
I think like probably Match or something does.
Maybe. So JDate would give you little things to say to people?
Well, I realized when I met up with him and I was like, how did that go so wrong that his like first thing was like a,
oh, so he sent you like a pre-written thing that was like cute and witty.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't cute and witty.
Yeah.
I see. Also, I was on JDate for a minute.
Really?
For a hot second.
Did you go out with anyone from
there? No. Everyone would be like, why are you here?
Really?
Like, all right. That's very rude.
Well, that's another thing is like, I'm not religious and like, I'm married to like someone who's raised very Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess coming from New York, I didn't realize that it was like actually a thing where people wanted to meet Jews. You know, I can't read very well. So.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah. But
I didn't know that.
I'm not like religious.
Did you know Jews aren't white?
I don't know.
I was so confused when people started saying that.
When?
This year. People are like, Jews aren't white. And I was like, wait, what? Because I grew up in Jersey around a ton of Jewish people. And I was like,
I know.
They're white people.
But there are like, there's like something, there are less Jews in the world than people in California.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You just like know half of them.
That's so crazy to me because I grew up with so many Jewish
kids.
And we had off for like all the Jewish holidays. And then when I talked to other people, they're like, no, we don't have Yom Kippur off. I was like, what?
Yeah.
How disrespectful. What about the Jewish people there?
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever.
I mean, it's a big, because it's on. It comes up on 23andMe.
Jewish?
Yeah. Like Ashkenazi or Sephardic, which are like the two different sects. Huh.
Yeah. I didn't know that. This is wild. I truly just thought it was a religion.
It's very complicated.
So you've done 23andMe?
I have yet to do it because you have to like spit. You have to not have had anything for half an hour, which is like really hard for me. And except when I first wake up, but I'm so thirsty when I first wake up.
You don't think it's weird to spit in a cup and send it off to a lab and then they're like, here's what you are.
No.
I think it's so crazy.
I don't know.
And then your phone knows where you are all the time.
I know.
Just want to give people more information.
Well, I get mad because my phone sometimes doesn't recognize my face. And I'm like, so I had like buffalo chicken deep into the night. Sue me. Let me in, you know?
Do you have a 10?
Yeah.
So do you open it with your face?
Yeah.
See, I don't want Apple to scan my face.
Okay, but like, let me ask you why. This is what I don't get. Because there are a lot of instances where I'm like, yo, I wish we had the contents of that person's phone earlier.
True. Well, I mean, I'm not like hiding anything. I'm not going to like do bad things.
Oh, Nicole, we know you are not hiding anything.
I truly just put it all out there.
Yeah.
I want you to look at my Tinder profile.
Okay.
And then if you're listening to this podcast and you want to see my Tinder profile, you can go to my Facebook page. And I believe the link is in the description. You're okay. Welcome.
The infamous dildo. Wow, I'm surprised. No one has mentioned the fact that not only are you holding a giant dildo, but your shirt has a mouth across your boob.
Yeah, it's a monster shirt for a monster dick.
Okay. So this is the first.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do this?
Swipe.
Okay, I got a fat ass, so if you're not into it, bye, 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 whatever. I like people with a sense of humor because life is too fucking long not to laugh. I like that, Nicole.
Thank you.
DTF, down to figure skate or fuck or farm or fly a kite, whichever is easier. Okay. So, this picture's cute with the cactuses and the pink.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm sitting against a pink wall and I'm wearing overalls.
Also phallic.
That you think that's phallic?
Well, the cactuses are phallic. I'm just saying, if you're going to open with a big dildo and then you're going to have... I'm just saying.
I got to let them know that I like penises.
Can I ask you why? Because I think it'd be pretty obvious to them if you came up on their cert.
I don't know. I think they're silly. I have like a penis earring that I wear every day. I just think they're so silly.
I mean, this one of you and it's not Charlie.
Clyde. My dog, Clyde.
I feel like you started to like Clyde more than Charlie, and I'm like upset. I feel like Charlie's like the Jan of the house.
He kind of is. Ugh. My dog, Charlie.
And he's sweet.
He's very sweet, and he's so nice. I just love that Clyde is mean, and he's tiny and mean sometimes.
Did you meet him on Tinder?
So nice. I did meet my dog, Clyde, on Tinder. I was swiping, and I was like, oh, my God. I matched with this dog, and I think he's, like, kind of cute. No, I rescued him from a house in North Hollywood.
His dick is way smaller than this, though.
Clyde's? It's so tiny.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm going to say.
Uh-huh.
I don't like it.
I know.
I think I have, I think that I'm different from your other guests because, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you've had a lot of people who you're very close to on the show, but when we met, like, it wasn't, like, a comedy thing.
No. Because it was.
I mean, sort of because, like, but we weren't, like, doing comedy together. So I feel like we haven't, like, I think you're really funny. I know you're really funny, but it's not like that's where the basis of our friendship came from. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I feel, I don't know. I'm just like, we know you like dick because if it's if I'm a dude and I'm swiping mm-hmm. and it comes up. But also it's like, so you like big dicks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing that you want people to know about you. I mean, you look very pretty in this picture.
Thank you.
And you are very pretty, and I like this relaxed curl that's going on now.
Thank you. It's a little, my wig's a little ratty, but.
But what do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I keep going back and forth between I just want someone to hook up with on the regular and I want a fulfilling relationship. Right now I'm not working, so now I'm of the mind where I want a nice, fulfilling relationship.
Okay. So let's talk about like one night stands for real, because mm-hmm. you talk about them a lot on your podcast. I know that your character on Loosely Exactly Nicole has them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one night stands?
Yes. I don't as much anymore, just because I think I've just become very tired of strange dick.
Yeah.
And I was working a lot, so I wasn't drinking as much.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm drinking and go to a bar, it's very easy to find a dude and bring him home.
Yeah.
Or if I'm drinking, I can swipe and just find a guy and be like, are you out already? Let's meet up or whatever. So then when I was working, I wasn't doing that. And then it's been very tough to get back into that mindset and to just do it, because then also I should be writing and doing things and I'm not, and I feel weird about that. So to answer your question, no, I'm not having one night stands right now.
And did you enjoy having one night stands?
I think I enjoyed them as they were happening, but then the next day I'd be like, huh.
Yeah.
That was, it's like, like when you eat things with lots of sodium, where you're like, this is good now, and then you're immediately hungry after because yeah. sodium's not good for you. I think that's what a one-night stand is. It's like a bunch of Chinese food.
And your iPhone 10 doesn't recognize your face.
Well, I don't have a 10. I have, I think, the 8.
Yeah.
I just can't get with the no home button.
It's hard.
I really don't like that.
No, yeah.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
They were like, you need more screen. And I don't need more screen.
I know. We can
but that
tell.
Camera's very nice.
I think it's the same as yours. But, okay. So, I mean, what's the question here? Like, I like this. I like people with a sense of humor because life is too fucking long not to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little genuine.
Mm-hmm. It's very genuine. Life is so long.
Right.
People are like, life is short. I don't know what life they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like a year is 365 days? That's so many days.
Yeah.
The question is, do you like my profile? Do you hate my profile?
I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
Okay.
I think you deserve better than this profile.
Oh, no.
Depending on what you're looking for. And I'm not saying that a dude, I'm not saying that the guy, like a guy that is, I'm not saying that a guy isn't worthy of you if they, okay, hold on. I'm not saying that the guy who will be worthy of you won't appreciate like this picture or mm-hmm. something, but I just don't think that you need to give it to them right now. You know what I mean?
Fair.
I yes. heard you say on a podcast that like it weeds out a lot of people mm-hmm. because like there are people who will be able to see through it and see that. That's funny. But mm-hmm. I also think it would weed out some people. Like, look, I think like women who are funny and who have their shit seemingly together in some senses and, you know, can afford to live on their own mm-hmm. and whatever are a little scary to begin with. And it's not to say that, like, a man who's, like, scared of that is a piece of shit. And I do think that, like, it's you're already weeding out people by being, like, a strong, funny woman mm-hmm. with a good career. So I just think you could give some more men a chance to know you without this maybe even being, like, your first picture.
Fair. Also, maybe it's like a defense mechanism where I'm like, because I did take the picture away for, or I put it like fourth or something a while ago, and I wasn't matching with people. So then I was getting antsy, and right. I was like, well, I want to match with people, so I have to put it back up.
Yeah.
But it is truly, as of late, attracting not good people.
Yeah.
Like this one guy, I matched with him maybe 2 weeks ago, and we had been talking, and we were having a very nice conversation. I was like, okay, he's kind of cute. I like him. His name is weird. It was like a very strange name, but like a made up name. It was like, I won't say it, but it was such a, it was a weird name. It was like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
It was just like a lot of letters.
All consonants.
Basically. And there was no vowels, maybe one vowel. And I was like, oh, this is great. Maybe I'll meet up with him or whatever. And then immediately there was like a hard turn. And then he was like, when do you want to fuck? And I was like, oh, not ever, right? I don't want to fuck you. I'd rather go out on a couple dates with somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just get so sad sometimes.
I know.
And truly, I'm like, maybe there is nobody out there for me. Maybe I will just be alone for the rest of my life.
Well, you won't be.
But maybe I will be. I've been alone for 32, I just went over this, 31 years.
So did you take this screenshot of your profile 3 years ago? Because it says 28.
Oh, I can't change it on Facebook. Okay. They won't let me. And originally, I had set it on Facebook as younger because I didn't want people to know how old I was. Because sometimes casting directors will be like, they're too old. And it's like, but they don't look that old. And they're like, well, they are 35. And it's like, well, let's not put age there. So then, I don't know, IMDb put my age up so it doesn't matter anymore. Okay. Is your age on the internet?
There's been like people like talk shit about me because they think I put a fake age on the internet. I never did that, and somebody like somebody insists on putting a fake age, and like my dad even went in to change it once, and I was like, "Dad, for real?" And he's like, "What?" And they were like, "No, you're wrong." And he was like, "I was there." So
does the internet say you're older or younger?
Younger, and it like fluctuates, and so I could tell like people like probably from my college are like trying to get in there because it'll like go to the wrong age for like a little while, and I'm like, oh, you just like are guessing.
Interesting.
I know.
I take mine off Wikipedia routinely.
Really?
I don't want it. I don't want people to be like, she's too old for something.
Yeah,
it's really annoying.
I know.
That's, it's something men don't have to deal with.
I know.
Men can literally be dead dumpsters and they'll prop them up and put them in movies.
Like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, there's a literal movie about how a dead man is better than anything else.
Yeah. They really should have cast a woman in that part. But I do think that you have D's up for defenses.
I do. I put up walls and I... Oh, wait. Before we talk about my walls, we got to take a break!
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. you know, there's always something that I really need to talk about. And thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist. And listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me.
Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And we're back! What a dream! I do think I put up walls. I do think I'm actually very scared to actually be in a relationship. Because people in my life die. Yeah. I have like a lot of death in my life. So I guess sometimes in my brain, I think if I actually find someone and fall in love with them, that they'll just leave me. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just be in the same predicament that I'm in now, except I'll be like, he's dead.
Right.
I'm not looking for him. I found him and now he's dead.
Right.
So maybe that's because I do think me being insistent on not changing this photo,
yeah,
is a little bit of a wall.
Yeah.
Because then I'm just like, I don't know. They don't get it.
Right. I know. And I mean, like, I'm like abrasive and aggressive. And, like, that was, like, a funny thing that I would do to men. I mean, I, like, still do it to my husband, but he's married to, like, legally bound, so he can't do anything. But, you know, and then it would be, like, oh, even if they were, if I was going to get rejected, it would be because, like, I sent them, like, you're a monster, shrimp emoji, mm-hmm. you know? Which it was a text I sent to my husband before he was my husband or boyfriend. When I got out of my last relationship, I went like super hard the other way where I was like, someone would ask me to coffee and they'd be like, do you drink coffee? And I'm like, yeah, but I like dinner better. Do you eat dinner? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I was like, I will be taken to dinner. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, I'm all about that D. D is for dinner, you know? And I was I was like, this is how women should be treated, you know? Mm-hmm. And It was interesting. I mean, men are scared. They're scared.
But I also think women are scared. I think everyone's scared.
No, I do too. And I mean, I think that like that is the thing is like what do you want? Like what is your ideal situation? Like a person who's not going to die in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Someone who's healthy, sturdy, won't die on me. I think in my brain, the perfect man would be attractive to me, which doesn't mean attractive to a lot of people because I do love chubby men, and sometimes people don't find that attractive. I do, because I don't want like a thin man. But then also, I don't want to say I don't want something when maybe that's what I need. I don't know. I just want someone who, I think, appearance aside, is just financially sound, working, and treats me well.
Yeah.
I think that's what I want.
Yeah. I'm like, this is going to be so gross to all your listeners. So maybe
say
edit it out. But like, this is what was like, I was so scared of being seen. But like, that's all like that is how I feel like about my husband. Like he sees me. And so like everything mm-hmm. like before that, I was like trying to like not be seen. Like that's like, I'd like say this shit or you know what I mean? Like do mm-hmm. this shit. And I mean, is that something you feel like you relate to?
What do you mean by be seen? Like being vulnerable?
Yeah, I guess being
I'm not very vulnerable.
Yeah.
This podcast is the most vulnerable I've ever been. Yeah, I guess I get scared that maybe someone will get to know me and be like,
ugh. Reject you, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Now that I know all of it, I don't want it.
Right.
And I've had guys be like, oh, you got a lot on your plate when I've been open with them.
Yeah.
And that doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel good when someone's like, you're truly dealing with a lot and you come with a lot of baggage and issues.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay, doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
Why is that a thing that you felt necessary to say to me?
Well, that is like not the dude.
You're right.
And
I
it
also
sucks.
I've been bad with trying to date lately. I think I've given up.
Really?
A little bit. I will
That's
swipe
good,
on Tinder
though.
And I'll swipe on Bumble. And I'm on Raya and OkCupid. I'll go on them periodically, but I don't have a drive for it right now.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, like, last summer, I had a chunk of time before I started writing my show. And in my head, I was like, this is the time. You're gonna be writing your show. You'll shoot it. You're gonna be here. So you might as well start dating aggressively now. So maybe you'll find someone. And since you're not traveling, you can like actually have like the start of a relationship. And I was like very excited about that. And then that fizzled out. And then I started shooting. And those were like 16-hour days.
Yeah.
And they were long. And I didn't want to date anyone then, and then I wrapped, and now I'm just, like, waiting to hear if it's going to be renewed or canceled or whatever is going to happen to it. So I think now I'm just tired.
Yeah.
And I don't have it in me. Because dating is like a job. You have to talk to people, and small talk is hard, and you have to get to know someone,
but
and then they're going to say something
is harder.
Stupid. Huh?
I said big talk is harder.
I guess
sound terrible.
Big talk is harder. But small talk is hard and big talk is hard.
Yeah.
We were talking about like actual things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I want, Molly.
Also, like I've never had a dick, but I don't know what it would be like to be a guy. Like, I don't know if guys know, like, oh, I have a huge, like, if they have like a nice sized penis.
I think men know their dick size.
Okay, but, like, what if someone has, like, an average-sized penis? You don't want to go
no,
out with them.
No, it will be fine. And then, also, you don't even have a penis. If I end up with a woman,
right,
she won't have one, or maybe she will. I don't know what I'm going to end up with.
Yeah.
Because I'm very open to anybody. I don't know. I refuse
to... Open to anybody and nobody.
Truly, yes. In my brain is like, ooh, the door's open for anybody to walk through. But then in my other brain, it's like, no, it's closed and you can't have anybody because you need to guard yourself so you don't get hurt.
Right.
But, I guess dicks aren't as important as I make them out to be.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think, like, it's really funny and, like,
thank you.
But here's the thing is that a dude who sees your profile, whatever, they can see you talking about it on Conan. You know what I mean? And, like, yeah. You don't need to double down on the dick.
Are you sure that's not the hill I want to die on? Just being like, I just want a big dick. That's all I want. But then also, I feel like you should know it's kind of a joke.
Maybe, yeah.
But then again, I don't know. Most of the people on Tinder don't do comedy, and
I mean, I think okay, I was swiping for my friend the other day mm-hmm. on Bumble, and then we went on Tinder, and Tinder is like a cavernous
it's
pit
gross.
Of hell.
It's gross.
I didn't swipe yes once, and it wasn't even me. It wasn't even for me.
Uh-huh. But the issue I have with Bumble is men do not respond to me.
Yeah.
I messaged a man on Bumble, maybe this was 2 weeks ago, and he was a chef, and I wrote, I'm a terrible chef. Maybe one night I'll make you dinner so you just have a change. Eat some bad food. And then he didn't respond.
Yeah.
That's the issue I have on Bumble, where I have to initiate the conversation,
right?
But then men can choose not to respond.
That's like they are bizarre to me. Why people would want to match on Bumble specifically because it has that like timer.
Yeah, it makes me anxious.
But it's also like I kind of get like the heebie-jeebies from like guys' profiles anyway.
The whole online dating thing is, it's weird because it's, you're taking everything at face value.
Yeah.
You're just reading empty words that don't have meaning because you can't hear the voice behind them. And it's all very superficial.
Yeah.
It's like a shopping for apples. You're looking for things without bruises.
Yeah.
That's a bad analogy. But I mean well, you don't know if the apple's good until you bite it. No, it's a great analogy. It was a perfect analogy. Yeah, online dating sucks, but then in real life dating, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. Okay, well,
LA's
what do you
clicky. If you go to a bar, it's very hard to like find someone fun to talk to who's not like, excuse you, I'm talking to all of my friends.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'm the asshole.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, well, first of all, like, what do you have hobbies besides working?
No. Not really. Well, I was roller skating, but that's a very, I was doing private lessons, so I was alone.
Oh my God, that is so cool. But then do you go to like Moonlight Rollerway and like?
I have, but I'm very bad, so I don't roller skate. So I just like literally sit there and watch my friends.
No, I'm so bad at roller
skating. I can't do it.
No, me either.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
But I can't join like a soccer league because I leave town often and I don't run.
You keep saying you leave town. Where do you go?
Touring.
Okay.
I go and I do shows at colleges for kids who either enjoy it or hate it.
Yeah.
There's literally no in between. Yeah. So it's like I'm gone a lot of weekends and then I work a lot. So I don't know.
But I was more, like, asking about hobbies, not to, like, meet people, but to, like, have a full life outside of it so that
if something
comes around, it's not, like, the full black or white situation of it. Mm-hmm. It's just, like.
Sure. I swim a lot.
Where do you swim?
In my pool.
At a pool?
I have a pool.
Oh, right.
You can come over and swim if you
want. I want to. You're in that pool every damn day.
I truly love swimming.
I know. I'm like, it's kind of chilly out today. And she's at that damn pool. Uh-huh.
I will swim when it's ice cold out.
Yeah.
I just like it. I think I'm making up for lost time because there was a very long chunk in my life where I didn't swim because I was like, what if someone sees me in this bathing suit? Now I'm like, I don't give one shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Molly.
Nicole.
If you weren't married and if you were into women, would you date me?
Well, that's what I'm saying about like the Nicole I met. Tell me if you think I'm wrong that okay. I'm having this like observation that I feel like I met you in a different way. So I feel like I know you mm-hmm. differently. Like you to me aren't like funny comedy isn't the first thing
mm-hmm.
that I would use to describe you.
You don't think I'm funny?
Oh my God.
Molly.
Nicole.
No, it's fine.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Well, when we met, we were doing...
Like the Upfronts or something?
Yeah, maybe we met at Upfronts or maybe it was
We like had real conversations.
Yes.
Far before we like...
Well, yeah. Like, you are a comedic actress and you are inherently funny, but like we don't do like bits.
Yeah.
We're not like when I get together with comedy people, it's like bit, 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 and no real conversations happen sometimes.
Yeah.
So when we met, we were having like real conversations.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, you did meet me as someone who could have a conversation and be a real person.
Yeah.
Where sometimes I present myself as a person who doesn't know how to have a conversation and only wants to be like, tee hee hee, let's be funny.
Yeah, and I do that too. It's like, that's like the scariest. You know when it's happening and you're in your head, you're like, stop it, you psycho. Mm-hmm. This is horrible and you just can't stop. And you're like, what's the deal with apples?
Mm-hmm.
If I were a lesbian and I wasn't married, I would date the girl that I met who Aww. Had like her heart a little open, you know?
Molly, thank you.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. Sometimes people are like, no, but it's okay. You can't make everyone date you.
Well, I mean, I'm not a lesbian and I am married. So
yes, so we will never date.
No. Get it through your head,
yes,
finally.
I get it, finally. I mean, I did lure you here to try to make you break up with your husband and date me.
No.
Where'd you go on your honeymoon?
We went to Hawaii first, and then we went to Europe like a few months
How ago. Long was your honeymoon?
Well, no, we didn't go from Hawaii to Europe. There were like months in between. So it was like we went to Hawaii right after because we were going to get married in Hawaii, but then we didn't.
Is he an actor as well or no?
No. He's an editor. He edits movie trailers.
Oh, fun, 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 fun. So that's, do you like that you guys don't do the same thing?
Oh my God, yes.
But it's fun that he edits trailers, so like he knows acting, kind of. So like he understands what you talk about, right?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, it's like really annoying because first of all, I'm like, you're so hot. It'd be so easy for you to get parts. Like I'm like jealous of you. And I wish you could act at all because I try to run lines with him. And I'm like, can mm-hmm. you speak English? Like, what is going on? and I'm like, this would just be so easy for you if you could just, like, speak this sentence as if it was, like, coming out of a human mouth.
It is very funny when people can't read lines like a human being.
Yeah, it's so weird. And I'm like, why do you get, why are you so nervous sitting here in our bed that you thought the word, like, the said, like tree stump or something.
Ugh, that's very funny. My sister can't run lines with me. She's very bad at it. Ugh, she'll be like, and then he said he wanted to go to the store.
She's
like,
doing it all in iambic pentameter.
Why can't you just say it like you normally speak?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, oh, yeah. Well, no, he doesn't really get it. Because
oh, okay.
he, like, edits, like big movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, or trailers. But he's, like, learning. Like I said, he grew up, like, so Christian. He, like, did mm-hmm. not see a movie before 2002.
Really?
Yeah. It was, like, Air Bud or Beethoven, and that was it.
That's wild.
I know.
That's crazy.
He was like the drummer of the Jonas Brothers. Yeah.
Wait, he was the drummer of the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah. Like, they have a drummer, you know, because, like, they're all like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, they don't do that anymore, but.
I mean, I don't really know anything about the Jonas Brothers. I just know that Nick Jonas is so fucking hot.
Okay. They're ooh, from New Jersey, ooh. Though.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll be like, hey, Nick, I'm also from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Do you want to, like, just talk about the East Coast and fuck? Mm.
So he's, like, learning, Like, now it's so weird because he knows no movies before, and now he, like, has seen every movie that's come out in the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. But I make him watch old movies. So he literally thinks, like, Lily Tomlin is, like, the biggest star on the planet.
She is. She's perfect.
I know. Like, he's like, oh, Working Girl. Awesome. Like, can we watch Working Girl again tonight? Or, like,
that's adorable.
Yeah. So he. It's funny.
Well, you found a good one. Molly,
yeah.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
No.
There's not one thing that you want people to, like, anything, nothing?
No, you know, I closed my Etsy shop down. And,
you had an Etsy shop?
I'm telling you, Nicole, I found some hobbies. No, I, you know, whatever. I don't think I was, like, very entertaining, so.
I think you were very entertaining. Molly, just tell people anything.
Oh, my God. Okay, I have a really cute dog. Her name is Franny.
You have a great Instagram. They can follow you on Instagram.
You can follow me on Instagram.
Follow her on Twitter.
At Molly Tarlove. You can follow me on Twitter, at Molly Tarlove.
I feel like I'm, like, abusing you. You're like, fine, I
no,
guess.
No, it's just, you know, here. It's not, it's, like, so, it's just, it's, I honestly, right now, I mean, I have a pilot right now that I wrote that, whatever. I mean, how many times has that come through this microphone? But I truly feel like, a housewife who doesn't cook or clean.
Honestly, that's where I'm at right now. I'm like, I'm in my house and I'm like, I like find things to fill my days.
Yeah.
I like get my nails done a lot.
I mean, I literally, like, did you see the jean jacket I embroidered?
It's really cute.
Right?
How long did that take you?
Just a few hours.
You should sell denim jackets that are embroidered.
It's like, you know, the selling business isn't for me because I don't, like, package things
and
send them out.
Yeah, you gotta package them and ship them. It's mm-hmm. a whole thing.
It's a lot.
Well, anyway, thank you for listening to Why Won't You Date Me? Molly, thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Thank you, Nicole.
Truly,
I love you.
What a dream. If you like it, please subscribe, leave a comment, review it, say something nasty to me, or just say something nice, and I'll read it. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.